job that time by CMB, Christian, of covering that up.
Yeah, they did a very good job of containing the outside, and they ran well with the play.
Blake able to pick up a couple, though. Brings up a third down and short here, maybe 2.5, maybe 3 yards.
Ball at the 5-yard line. Albie knocking on the door here on this football Friday night. Glad to have all of you along.
They can get a first down without having to score.
Here is a quick, it's going to be a keeper. Freshwater straight ahead. He's going to be very close to that first down marker. We got Jimmy right there on the sideline, right at, as they lay the football down in the field. Jimmy, what are we going to get here?
Yeah, I'm going to say about 6 inches short.
I'm going to measure it six. So four, bring up fourth and short.
I'm good.
They're going to go for it.
Not even
fourth down
that.
And about 3 inches. Here is Isley. Left side. Gaping hole. Stand up. Walk it in. Touchdown out. Yeah. Carter. The Iceman Isley. And how about the blocking by that offensive front, Christian? That was impressive.
Man, those big bodies up there, you think they'd get tired for doing all these plays. But, man, they look fresh out there, making excellent blocks and using their shoulders to create those holes.
Senate Funeral Home touchdown, the second of the night for Carter Isley and Dan. That was amazing blocking for Albia.
Don't know if the line of scrimmage, but you got two lead backs going in there as well just to clean up the hole and clean up any mess there. And they just do a great job. Anytime it's a short yardage situation, the Blue Demons are fairly confident they can get that.
14-0 Albia. The extra point to come. Hey, Albia, may the sports be with you, from John Prescott. And another shift on Albia. We got scores coming up here.
I don't know how you have an illegal shift until we go set or anything. I'm not sure how that.
What happened is when we moved our bodies, we went too far forward, so we crossed the ball.
Before we're even at the,
yes.
On the ball.
14-0 Albia, the extra point to come. This one going to be kicked from the 15-yard line. Boy, he gets a boot into that one, and he'll send that over to Iowa City, where it will be tomorrow. But Albia takes a 15-0 lead here, 1:03 to go, opening quarter. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us some scoring updates.
All right, Tharp Funeral Home, Friday Night Lights big board has Albia up 15-0. It's Knoxville on top of Sheraton, 7-6. T.J. Hawkinson has tied the record for the most touchdowns in his career at Sheraton. And that game, again, they trail by one at Reynolds Field. The Rockets of Eddyville, they trail I-35, 28-0, and it's Wayne all over Seymour, 54-0. In Class A, we have Montezuma, the Bears, taking care of North Mahaska, 35-0 at the halftime break. BGM all over Belle Plaine, 35-8, and it's Linville Sully, 22, GMG of Garwin, nothing. Moravia, also 6-0 on the season. They lead Twin Cedars, 20-6 at this hour, and Sigourney Kyoto, 21, Highland, 8. It's Norwalk, 7, Oski, nothing, and PCM 14, Clark 0. We'll have more scores coming up for you on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. It is time for our GP Insurance kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. Let's go back live to Collins Maxwell Baxter in High Fidelity. Here's the crew.
Tony Leshen on the stop on the return out to the 20-yard line, where CMB will take the football field once again. Albie with a 15-0 lead, 58 seconds to go in this opening quarter. And Dan, I'll tell you what, I'm beginning to believe we have some of the best chefs and cooks in Southern Iowa listening to our broadcast. Here's some ribs.
If it tastes half as good as it looks, it's still amazing.
The Solinger is from the defense to the offense, and that is a really short field.
That's amazing. He was waiting for that. He knew the scream was coming. He sat back, relaxed, and got that ball.
Go Big Blue, you can do it. Jasmine, Daisy, Shane, Caitlin, Morgan, and Teresa checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a little jump pass. Oh, incomplete. Hadn't seen that one before.
No, man. And that's to Hunter Weldon, and it's just a quick little jump pass, and it's pretty. Again, they're doing different things, and that's the part that people might have a hard time understanding. You'd think it'd be an easy completion, but it's kind of hard to do when you're not used to doing these all the time. And I love the effort and the opportunity there. Again, we got 3 seconds in the first quarter. Blue Demons up 15-0, so trying to see what they can do, if not here in the second quarter.
Go Big Blue from little Annie, Ronald, and Carol, and Albia. Here is a pitch to Isley. Gets the kickout block on his way inside the 10-yard line. Stays on his feet. Made it to 5. Jumps over to the defender. Stays on his feet. Touchdown, Albion. Carter Isley. Danny, wow. He pushed by a defender, jumped over a defender, was certain to be tackled at the 5-yard line, and somehow he keeps his balance and goes in for the touchdown.
Just incredible run out of Carter. But then how about Nick Yarkoski, your tackle, your frontside tackle. Tackles, I was one. We're not supposed to be the fastest guy. He's lead blocking out on a pulling play, kicked out one defender, and then Carter did certainly earn the rest of it. There was time expired in the first period. The Blue Demons are up now 21-0.
How about Yarkoski, Christian? I know you you guys are good and better. Go Big Blue. Mike and Tiffany Rockwell and family. Quarterback rolls back, throws it up for grabs down the sidelines, and he pushes off on the defender.
Yeah. Hunter Weldon there and turns to look for the ball, and the offensive guy pushed him down. No call either way.
That's a hard matchup to run away from. You probably don't want to run away from Hunter Weldon.
Well, I think they've seen the last few times they went to the Bryce Leshen side, and Tony Leshen. There's been great coverage over there, and so I thought they mixed it up, and now they try to go Hunter Weldon, but you can't find a weak link here. So now with fourth and 19 on their own 19-yard line, CMB will punt deep for Blue Demons as both Hunter Weldon, and I'm trying to see if Tony Leshen, left-footed punter, nice little pick, comes just to 45-yard line, hits the 50 now, and then Blue Demons going to let it roll. They'll start with possession. Still not bad at 47.
47. You're near midfield.
Yeah.
Abby's going to get their short field to work with. 22-0 Abby, 10-29. And let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update.
Leaving you on so we don't miss any action. Albia leads 22-0. Knoxville leads Sheraton 7-6. And several games going to the half. Sigourney Kyoto on top of Highland 27-14 at the half. Also, Eddyville-Blakesburg trails I-35 28-0 at the half. Pella Christian leads Columbus Junction 35-6. And it is Pella on top of Newton 28-0. One more, Ottumwa leads Muscatine, getting out on top here early on. 7-0.
Oh, here's a pass. Blake Bear to Gannon Osing. A release. And Gannon all the way down to the 24-yard line, and that is a huge pickup for the Blue Demons. And once again, Albia on the march here with 10:20 to go in this first half. And Joe, if you want to get a couple scores in, you better lace them up because Albia's on the march.
Come on, Joe!
Yeah, that was a great play and a shoestring saving tackle by CMB. Otherwise, Gannon Osing was going to the house.
I think we'll be back to you in a second anyway, Millie, so
no
hang
worries.
On to your britches. And false start on Abby. Let's get those scoring updates while they mark the penalty off.
All right, sounds good. We've got a couple more. We have a couple more going to halftime break here. Pekin leads Lone Tree at the halftime break, 27-6. And it's New London all over Van Buren, 23-0. Also at half, BGM of Brooklyn, 35, Belle Plaine, 8. Montezuma now in the third quarter on North Mahaska continuous clock, 35-0. Go the Bears. Moravia leads Twin Cedars 20-6. We are looking for a Lamoni Melcher Dallas score. If you have it, let us know. And let's see, maybe I can fit one more in. Pleasantville 42, Southeast Warren 0 at the half. Back to you guys in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Isley on the carry after the 5-yard mark off on the penalty, the motion penalty for Albia. Isley will get four of those yards back. Second down and 11. The ball at the 25-yard line of CMB.
Again, 22-0 is our score here. Clock running, 9:30 in the second quarter.
Go Big Blue. Shout out to Jimmy.
And off to Freshwater.
Oh, Freshwater on his way inside the 20-yard line. Will be brought down after a gain of about 6, maybe 7.
Good job,
man. Good job. See, that the fullback comes from the right to the left out of that offset eye. He's got a pulling guard that's coming from that backside. And the timing on that is just, it's beautiful.
And it's got to be quick because you're talking about the fullback who starts closer to the line of scrimmage, obviously, than the tailback. So you've got to move fast as the guard. And just very quick. Counter-reverse.
Oh, here comes the counter-reverse.
Wow.
On his way. It's Sinnott to the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Albia. Kyle Sinnott in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown on the counter-reverse in Albia.
That's awesome.
With a blink of an eye, scores another 6, and Albia with 8:56 to go in this opening half, 28-0 over CMB.
Jimmy, what do you think of that play?
That was awesome. Flippity floppity. I seen that thing go. I was like, whoa.
That is Jimmy and Big T and Big C on the wireless mics, courtesy of Screen Tech in 3D. Here comes the extra point. The snap is there. The kick is up high enough, long enough, good enough. And Bassett makes this a 29-0 Albia lead. 8:56 to go in the first half. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee. And get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
All of our scores are on the Thunderbolt app. Download the Thunderbolt app. It's in your app store. Free of charge, brought to you by the White Buffalo Restaurant and Lounge. Check out the coupon on the Thunderbolt app. It's right there where you find the scores. $5 off any 7-bottle bucket of beer and 20 wings. You get 5 free. If you buy 20 wings, get 5 free. Thanks to the White Buffalo for providing our scores live on the Thunderbolt app. The kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance, comes your way in 9 seconds.
The Tharp Funeral Home and all their staff are proud supporters of Albia Athletics. And proud also of all who participate. We wish you continued success throughout the course of the season. Go Big Blue.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights.
On Tony Leschin on the stop and along with Blake Lawless on the kickoff coverage. And that is a return out to the 15-yard line. And Dan, one thing is really obvious, that the football field has been cut in half here.
Yeah. You know, we've seen that as each week's gone on. This defense is in Irving, Texas, too, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a
Texas representing tonight.
Yeah.
Here comes the first down play. Quarterback under some pressure. The pass is complete. Gobbled up right away after a gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards.
Nice little just a 5-yard stop route, and Hunter Welding in great coverage, you know, backpedaling and just not able to recover as quick as he might have liked, but still made the tackle. Only pick up of about 3 yards.
Checking in from Bussey with the future Blue Demon grandkids. Go Big Blue. Patty Chance checking in. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Robbo and Mary listening at home.
They can see that fire in the neighborhood. Rob, if that fire gets out of control, call 911.
Here is a counter play. The quarterback's going to keep it, yep. And he'll get out across the 25, a gain of about 2 yards, maybe 3, and that's going to bring up third down, and let's call it 4 here for CMB. We're going to get back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get you a scoring update. 29-0 here in this first half. It's been all Albia. Clock ticking away here in this first half. Quarterback's going to come under center. Going to set his offensive lineup. They'll have three receivers out to the far side, one back in the backfield, and a receiver out here to the near side. Quarterback takes the snap, rolls back, throws it to the flat, and incomplete. Had no time at all, and Freshwater's right in his grill there, and that's going to go incomplete, bring a fourth down. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the big board.
All right, it's a back-and-forth battle with the Chargers and the Panthers. Knoxville currently back on top after trailing for a short time to the Chargers. It's now Knoxville 13, Sheraton 12. Also, the Bulldogs of Ottumwa found themselves down, and it's a Muscatine 21, Ottumwa 7. We'll have complete scores, I should say, at the halftime break. Let's send it back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Fourth down and 3 here. And,
CMB's lineup, excuse me, Jason, lineup looks like to punt with Hunter. Nope, now they're going to.
They're going to punt.
I was saying, hi, they're going to punt. Hunter Reynolds is coming up like he's going to cover somebody, but.
Fourth down, 3. They at least appear to be punting. Here's the directional snap. The quarterback rolling by the up man rolling back, throws it, has a completion.
Well, knocked loose.
First down, the ball came loose for a moment.
He caught it.
And then will be brought down. A little trickeration. That'll be kind of anticipated, Dan.
Yeah, Hunter Weldon, that's why he was coming up. Thought maybe it was going to be that fake punt. Snap instead of the punter to the middle up man and the blocking line for a CMB. And then he turns around and passes it to the receiver. Is able to pick up a first down and gets it all the way to the 40.
Well, this CMB coach, Tim, they are playing for everything. They know that this is an important football game, and they believe that they still have plenty of time to come back.
You got to bring something different when you play this defense right here. I'm telling you.
Here's a counter play right to the right side, and getting by the defender, slips out into the flat, and then Tony Leschin there to clean it up. How about the physical play of Tony Leschin, Big T? He is so physical.
Was that T or C?
That was a seat. So it's a combo.
Seat? Whoever talks.
It's a combo.
You take it, Christian.
Yeah, very good, very good.
Gannon Osing also gets
good hits.
Gannon Osing's been getting some snaps in there at a little DN there. He was in pursuit, just couldn't quite catch up, but was doing a nice job. So kind of rotating a lot of guys on the defense.
I think Abby's going to call a timeout. Abby's going to call a timeout, kind of get themselves reset here. The ball at the 47-yard line, second down and 3 after the timeout. Abby with a 29-0 lead, 5:42 to go here in the first half. Let's run back to the big board where Jay Mill is manning the Fast and Furious
text line, but Fast and Furious scores tonight on this Football Friday night.
Yeah, thanks to the crew here as well, getting all of the scores. And thanks to Albia Brewing Company for providing the crew the nourishment to make it through. The pizza was fantastic tonight. The Montezuma Bears lead North Mahaska on KIIC Stream 5, 42-0 in the third quarter. Stream number 4 at KIIC, it's Wayne on top of Seymour, 54-6 at halftime. Wayne with just one loss on the season. That was to Moravia. Moravia having their way with Twin Cedars, 20-6 at last report. Blakesburg, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont losing to I-35. The Roadrunners up 28-0 at the halftime break. Sigourney Kyoto leads at halftime over Highland, 27-14. And again, Knoxville leads Sheraton, 13-12. Norwalk now with two scores on top of Oskaloosa, 14-0. And it's Pella Christian, 35, Columbus Junction, 6. We'll have all the scores for you coming up at the halftime break. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Second down along here. Quarterback's going to keep it. And will be brought down once again. The ball is loose.
Albie's ball!
Initial indication.
And it is. Albie's got the turnover. Another River Life Family Worship Center turnover. As this opportunistic defense once again rises to the occasion. And Big C, this offense, once again, a short field.
Oh, yeah. Defense did a great job right there. Nice stops. Offense, let's see if they make something out of this. Good stop by the defense.
Who came up with that recovery?
I didn't see it. There was
Bassett, I think, maybe.
All right, so I thought Bassett. Like that's it. What we're just. It looked like he was so excited about it. I knew he must have done something. Get him down before the first down, but a good pickup there. But back to your point, Jason. You know, it's no secret here. CMB's got some kids was finishing out a 3-week suspension that we're aware of, and that's a huge deal. You're talking about their leading rusher, one of their best defenders out there as well, and some two-way players. And so, you know, this team's had to adjust the last few weeks because of that. They got one young man who's also been hurt the last 2 weeks. He's dressed up. He's been in a little bit, but really haven't seen much, and he's one of their better receivers. You know, so this team's in kind of a bad spot. So it's not a really good test for CMB because they're certainly capable of doing some really good things.
Here's a carry loss of about, give him a half-yard gain here. Third down and 3 here. The ball at the 27-yard line. Al be out in front, 36-0, 4:19 to go. Now, we get a lot of people doing a lot of things on a Football Friday night texting in, but how about this one? How about someone in a marathon? Yeah, right now they're listening in what appears to be a really intense marathon. We'll get to that here in a second. Third down along here, or third down 3. Quarterback hitting the backfield, and there is Carter Isley. And he tackled two people, Christian.
You don't see that every day.
Wow. He gets through the line so quick, almost unabated, which is just hard to imagine out of that middle spot. And nobody touched him. And he just, like I say, took two guys down in the backfield, the quarterback being one with the ball. He got a text, too, from a friend of mine, Aaron Quinn. He always listens to us Friday night. He's always working hard back at the school district. But appreciate you listening in, Quinn.
Listening to my hubby, Big D, Summer's Car Credit Boys, and Big C while baking cookies and watching the Walking Dead marathon. Here's a pass, and this one is complete. Yes, she can multitask. Go, Big Blue. Hello, wifey. Bake those cookies. That sounds good for a treat coming home.
Landon Hermson and Hunter Weldon on the tackle there, but a nice pass that went up high in the air. The receiver going up high to get it, and Landon was close to putting a hand on it, but just above his arms on the reach, but a nice recovery, and then Hunter came in on the backside to help make the tackle. But CMB gets a first down at their own 34-yard line.
Albia's defense has risen to the occasion all night long. Short fields for the offense and an explosive offense that it has been. Here's a counterplay running over the right side. Blake Bear.
Did you hear that one?
Hard hit right in the middle of the field. Came out with a safety position. Did pick up going to mark it 4 yards or almost 5 there.
Yeah, T, I think you're a physical football team when your quarterback tackles that way.
Holy cow.
Jeez. Second down 5, the ball at the 39-yard line of CMB. The Raiders trailing Albia 36-0, 2:40 to go here in this first half. Three receivers to the far side, one here to the near side. They'll put one back in the backfield with the quarterback. He'll roll to the right side, feel the pressure from underneath, throws it up for grabs. This one is, nearly intercepted once again. Blake Bear went up and climbed the ladder, Dan.
Nice job. A big, tall receiver on that far side there, but Blake Bear came up over the top. Was going to get the hand on, if nothing else, and did a good job of deflecting it out, but play was just a little too high for both recipients out there, CMB's receiver and Blake Bear. Blake Barrett would love to get one more interception. He's seen his teammates do it. Like to get one more, get himself to seven.
Go Big Blue. You guys are great. Uncle Mark and Suzanne listening from Upland, California. Cousin Jennifer listening from Bellflower, California. Uncle Doug listening from Artesia, California. California, the CA, is in the house tonight.
West Coast, a wrap.
Quarterback rolls back. Pump fake. Throws it down the sidelines. Up for grad. Right there. Bear. INT. He's going the other way. Has some blockers to the 40. The 30. Slips inside the 25. It'll brought down at the 24-yard line. Blake Bear, the quarterback, playing center fielder for the Albion Blue Demon defense, and he has an INT and a short field to come back and work with.
You know, on that play, it was a little stop and go by the receiver. They've been doing those little short stop routes, and so they're trying to get the corner to bite. Blake Barrett just read it the whole way. Nice job. The tackler was the quarterback for CMB, Nate Bishop, and he actually makes the tackle, and he comes up a little woozy on that play. Blake Barrett is the guy running back, and Nate Bishop's just come up a little groggy, so he'll take a little rest here, and hopefully when they come back offensively, he'll be ready to go. But again, short field for the offense.
Ball at the 23-yard line, 36-0 Albia. No running clock until the second half. Albia, power eye formation. Isley, a counter play to the left side, trying to get the corner, gets a block. Staying with the block is Romanco. Carter nice. Isley, inside, outside, carries it upfield to the five. Touchdown, Albia. Carter Isley.
Wow.
He stepped to the left. The defender went to the left with him, or to the right, and Carter's come back the other direction, Dan. And my gosh, I mean, this is 255 pounds of man. Acting like a ballerina out there.
And what's really impressive is that he almost just stopped in his tracks, letting Ryan Romanco set up the lead block out there. Ryan stayed with it, didn't quit, which is very impressive. And Carter had the patience, even though the rest of the defense is pursuing on the backside, to let Ryan clear that block out so that he can try to get more yards, and indeed got a touchdown.
Carter Isley with another touchdown. Albio now out in front, 42-0. Here comes the extra point. The kick is up. It's blocked. And it will go for naught. Albia, 42, CMB, nothing. 2:01 to go here in this first half. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Get more for your money with Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, with a minimum of $500, open a six-month certificate account at 2% APY. That is a six-month certificate account at 2% APY. Stop by your local branch today to maximize your earnings, and don't miss your chance to earn more with CFirst. APY is annual percentage yield. Funds must be from another financial institution. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first. Community first. Credit Union.
Don't forget to stick around for our post-game wrap-up brought to you by Boyle and Henderson PC. For all of your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle and Henderson PC. Now accepting new clients in Albia or Oskaloosa. We will be talking with the folks at the post-game show. Don't forget to stick here for that. That's brought to you by Boyle and Henderson. Let's go back live right now to Collins, Maxwell, Baxter, and the GP Insurance kickoff.
2:01 to go first half. Albia with a 42-0 lead. Diane's in money. I'm hungry. Go Big Blue. Mike is out of money. Big Mike. He said earlier he had $20 in gas and $3.95 for a blue. 10 seconds to go here, guys. Impressive first half.
You got to think, too, that CMB ran the time down as far as they could without getting the penalty on this 4th-and-4 with 10 seconds just to get the clock as low as it could. They're actually going to go for it, try to see if they can extend it. So we'll see if the Blue Demons can get a stop here and get to halftime.
Final, look to be maybe the final play of this first half. Quarterback going to roll back. Plants, throws it across his body. Oh, nearly intercepted.
Landon Hermsen.
Landon Hermsen, and this is going to bring up Albia with the football at the 31-yard line, and, you know, Jimmy, you're up 42-0. Do you just take a knee here?
Nope, I kick it.
Bryce would be fun.
Why not try it?
Try Bryce out there. That'd be fun to see. We've seen that leg.
I think we'll see Landon. A knee here. What do you think, C?
I think so. And Landon, they're huddled in tight. Landon could have had a pick six there. That thing, if he'd got his hands on it, he had a clear path. Would have been a 35-yard scamper, but he could have got it right into that end zone.
You know, the little details, watching Albia out of a huddle, and how they're disciplined their huddle, and they come out, and every time they are quick to their set. Here's Isley, no faking back, rolling back is a Bear. Bear gonna tuck it, throws it downfield. Oh, and the official got in the way.
Yeah. That's the way to stop
the Blue Demons. That is the only way. You gotta wear stripes. That's the secret. If you're listening in tonight and you want to know how to stop this Albia offense, paint stripes on you. I'm giving the official a hard time here, Dan, but Kyle Sinek makes a touchdown if the official is not in his way.
Yeah, and the official was in the right spot. It was just for two things happened. First off, Blake didn't get himself set, and so the ball came out kind of odd. It was a bad, you know, duck kind of a throw there. Kyle made a break for the ball, and unfortunately, the official was right in his path, and that's not the official's fault. It's just the breaks of the game. But at halftime, nonetheless, we'll be up 42-0. So very, very good half for the Blue Demons. We look forward to an exciting second half.
All right, your halftime score, 42-0. Albia with the lead. We're going to come back with your Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half, your Eagle Club's impact player of this first half. And, of course, we'll catch Coach Dayton out of the halftime break. But right now we're going to take a timeout, come back, get you some scores, and get back here to CMB and Albia. 42-0, Albia. Stay right here.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey, folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever.
Running by Brett Freshwater in traffic. You know, he was right there in the middle of the football field with all those bodies, Dan, and he was bouncing around, moving around, and pulling people downfield.
Yeah, gets a first down on the play, picks up 11 yards on the play, so good job, or excuse me, 12 yards on the play, so good run out of him on the first down play. Kept going, ball kicked out at the very last second before the whistle was blown, but we recovered, and so we continue on.
The 48-yard line, here's us, Kyle Sinnott on the running play. Sinnott, the 40, the 35, cuts it back, is the block, 20, 15, 10, 5, take it to the house, slippery Kyle. Sinnott takes it in for a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia, 52 yards on the carry. And with lightning striking quickness, Kyle Sinnott puts a 6 on the board for the Blue Demons.
You know, that's the play that I don't recall seeing in a long, long time. We got the three backs in the backfield. Kyle Sinnott comes from that slot position. He's an extra blocking back with Brett Freshwater. That's when we've seen on those short down yardage situations to get Carter those holes open. Instead, they hand it to him. Fresh gives him a little lead block. And then down there as well was Gannon Osing with a great block downfield to help us set that up and get him escaped out of a tackle, a potential tackle at about this 15-yard line.
About this, Gary Albertson checking in. Well, thanks, Gary. Thanks for the. Hopefully, he saved us some. Here's the quarterback rolling back. It's complete across the middle of the field. How about that ton of brick hits? Brought to you by Hardee's. Bear came up. A great reception once again. This Hunter Gunderson, Christian, he's a player.
Yeah, he is. Man, that quarterback and that wide receiver, you can tell that they've been throwing the ball for a while to one of each other, and you can tell in practice and the pro season and preseason, everything that they do, everything looks good with them.
7 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Albia with a 49-0 lead. Albia took the opening possession of the second half, took it in for 6 within 50 seconds. Here's the quarterback going to fake it again. He's going to keep himself on his feet inside the 40-yard line, down close to the first down marker. And they've found something to work with here against this defense, T, and I know Albie's wanting to play shutout football.
Oh, yeah. You know, they want to play shutout football. I mean, they want a zero on that board at the end of the game. So they'll get things figured out.
Jason, the first half was so fast. You know what we forgot?
Oh, I know, buddy.
25 points. Which, right now, folks, but it will hopefully be clipped shortly, 10% off of any cleaning from Absolute Cleaning Solutions. Call them next week. Call Brent. Tell them you heard it here, and you get 10% off. We get one more point. That goes to 20.
Yeah, I think we're going to get the 20%. Here's the quarterback. He's going to keep it left side, waits for the blocker, puts a stiff arm in, and has the carry inside the 30-yard line. And this is an important possession right here, Jimmy, for this defense. You know that you need to continue to improve, and this is a moment where you got to rise up here with them on the march.
Talk about being tested. You know, right now we're still in the game. You know, and it's these guys ain't happy with their performance right now. So you know, like you said, you know, it's time to get serious, get down dirty, and let's do it.
That is Jimmy over there on the wireless mic, courtesy of Screen Print. Give Dale a call, 641-774-8093. He'll take care of all your screen printing needs, banners, signs, vinyl wraps, decals. Here's the quarterback rolling back, fade pattern down the sideline, has a receiver open, it bobbles it, incomplete.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's a bullet dodged.
Uh-oh, that's bad. Sorry.
Yeah, the receiver was greeted by three Albi defenders.
Oh, he's seen stars.
That's a hard hit there, and the receiver's taking a moment. He's still down the field there, so hopefully he's able to take
He got right up. That's a tough kid, man, because, Jimmy, there's no stars out, but he was seeing them.
Oh, guarantee that. No. I feel bad, but, you know, it's football.
Second down and 10 here.
Whoa, a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Way to go, Albie, from Holly at Parkview. Well, hello, Holly at Parkview.
Player for CMB able to walk out on his own accord, but the coaching staff alertly has him come to the sideline, make sure they check him out.
Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, checking in. He says a 47 student body counter. Thing of beauty.
He ran it well.
Oh, he did run it well, didn't he? Here's the second down play. Quarterback rolling to the right side, throws it, and incomplete. Had two receivers, and I think
Tony Leshen was on, I think, the intended receiver. It's supposed to be a little bit of a back shoulder fade, and the receiver didn't come back, but Tony was stride for stride with the receiver, had him swallowed up.
How about Brett Freshwater, T? He was out there on one of those receivers, and he's stride for stride.
Yeah. I mean, you put him where you want to put them, and man, I mean, they cover anybody. They can cover anybody.
Yeah, Fresh is out there playing the outside backer. Usually he's a middle back, an inside linebacker, so he's playing outside and going with the little speedy receivers, a little bit taller receivers, doing a nice job out there with them.
Quarterback rolls back. Here's a little bubble screen over the hands and incomplete. That's going to bring a fourth down here. Well, this would be another win for this defense, Jimmy. They got tested in that first half or first quarter you talked about, but really since then they've owned this football game. And here's another good test for them right here to make this fourth down play.
Oh, I agree. You got to have it right now. I mean, just let's do it. But Jason, you know Carter couldn't nail that quarterback. Do you see that? I mean, he split second. He laid off that dude.
Lee, Heather, Liam, McDonald checking in from Albion, Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437, 316 to go here, third quarter, 49-0 Albion. Quarterback rolls back.
Oh, go!
And there is Carter.
He did it this time!
That is not good. Carter Isley, and I think that is a Brendan Bassett, and that was a...
That sack's brought to you by Hy-Vee.
That was a Blue Demon Big Mac, because Trevor Blackford... He was the bottom bun, and the meat was severed in two, and that was a quarterback as Bassett, and Carter Isley came in to clean that thing up. That looked painful.
Carter came in just tall and big, and the quarterback just saw all he could see was that white jersey, nowhere to, not even looking for his receivers, and just a nice sack for the Blue Demons.
That reminded me of the El Diablo from Hardee's. Man, it will attack your belly, but it is so good. Jalapenos on there, buddy. I tell you what, I love that sandwich.
So Blue Demons take over on downs now.
Albie with the football. Here's a handoff. Isley running straight ahead, gets by a defender, stays like
that. Look out!
Carter Isley out to the 50-yard line, Dan. He should have been stopped right at the line of scrimmage, and he somehow ran through a wall of black jerseys.
Yeah, just came through. Looks like I got a little laundry on the field there, don't I?
There's a flag right at the 50-yard line, but I'm not sure what it's holding.
How could Carter Isley? I mean, it's thrown in the direction where Carter was tackled.
I get it. It's not fair that he just ran over two guys, but there's nobody to hold there unless you were wearing black trying to hold a white jersey down.
They probably thought he was a guard running with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that, people. the wrong guy.
Go Big Blue from Kevin, Joey, and Dylan Nelson checking in. Jerry and Christy Haas listening in from Kansas City. Well, glad to have you along on this football Friday night. Here's a pitch. Isley gets a kick out block. Has some running room. Downfield is Ljarkowski. You're leading the way. Oh, man.
290 pounds.
Man.
Just
right. That is
down.
Not fair. Yeah. You, Christian, that's not fair. All those bodies coming downfield on a safety in a corner. It's just not fair.
Man, that just shows you the quickness of our pulling guards and tackles and a fullback. And, man, they're doing their job. They're leading the way and making big old blocks out there.
How many offenses can you have your tackle pull? It's guards usually, but it's not. You don't have your tackles pulling. That's impressive.
Yeah, it was just, it really, I think right in Des Moines, I think Noah's probably registered an earthquake over here in CMB. Here is Carter Isley on his way inside the 45-yard line, brought down at the 43. We're going to set the ball down. A flag comes in late. 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Albie out in front, 49-0, running clock. Let's get a quick update back at the Friday Night Light Studios.
Actually, all I was asking for was how much time was left, but we can do that. That's no problem.
Well, I was just giving you a time to make that, but it's going to be a
penalty. Well, you've taken it all up. You've taken all my time right now. Do I have any
time? That update.
You have no time.
That update brought to you by Father Time.
We'll come back.
Minute 8 left in the third quarter.
Thank you. And we'll come back to the scores here. All right.
After this minute 8, we'll run back to the Friday Night Light studio.
Face mask was the call on that last play. Late flag coming in as Carter was being tackled. The grab of the little face mask brought him down. So the ball will now be spotted at the 29 of CMB. Running clock going under a minute.
Isley with the hand. Nope, fake handoff. Running with the bear to the left side. Has
come
the
on,
corner
come on,
turn.
Right here. Right
25, 20, 50,
50,
50,
55.
Blake Bear
took out a
takes it all the way in for a Blue Team. A touchdown. He was greeted at the goal line by a black jersey that disappeared into green, and that is a touchdown, Albia. Blake Bear turned the Jets on down that corner, Dan, and it was off to the races.
You know, we look at all this speed, and that's the thing we don't get to see that much of. Blake Bear is so fast. He gets that corner. He's as fast as anyone out there. There's a football speed to it, and he definitely has that. And, yeah, he became his own lead blocker at the end of that play. There was a guy there at the goal line ready to make a play, and he just dropped his shoulder and plowed through him. We got the little replay here, and it's something to see. So now the score 55-0 with 45 seconds left in the third quarter.
Well, I'm watching this replay.
PAT to follow.
Here he is on the corner. He gets outside. Here comes the extra point. It is up high enough and good enough, and here is the he just
depleted
wow.
him.
Albia 56, CMB nothing. 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. We'll run back to the Friday Night Light studio. Now we'll get those scoring updates.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Lots of scores coming in and several finals, but the one we have our eyes trained on right now is Moravia Twin Cedars. There's 35 seconds left in this ballgame. Twin Cedars down by two. It's Moravia 28, Twin Cedars 26 with 35 seconds. We'll break in when we have more information on that one. Here's some finals. Montezuma beats North Mahaska 48-0. Wayne beats Seymour 70-6. It's BGM of Brooklyn beating Belle Plaine 55-24. Again, these are finals. Linville Sully 72. GMG of Garwin 0. And another final here is I-35 has defeated Eddyville Blakesburg 42-0. Sheraton has gone up on Knoxville 18-13 with that record-breaking touchdown by T.J. Hawkinson. At last report, at the half just a few seconds ago, Norwalk went into the halftime break leading Oskaloosa 28-7. All the scores available on your smartphone app. Saying hello to Mary Steerwald over in Sheraton, also listening to tonight's broadcast. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Brendan Bassett set to kick things off here. 45 ticks left in this third quarter. Running clock here, and Albie's got a 56-0 lead. Bassett gets into this one, bounces at the 10-yard line, and it's going to roll.
He's been in and out actually a few times. Let's see who just went. Oh, Lane Kallenberg was just been in, and Chase Little's coming back in now.
Well, that is a third quarter in the books with a running clock and a 56-0 lead here in Baxter. The Blue Demons are defeating the Raiders, and I hear the music and the cue for some more scores at the Friday Night Live Big Board, the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board.
And our game has gone final. It's Moravia. It's Moravia. 7-0 on the season, leaving you with bated breath. They're 28-26, the final. Moravia wins.
Wow, and what a great win.
You betcha, and we'll be talking with Denny Whitlow in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show coming up. Let's give you a few more scores here. Pella in a final over Newton, 47-7. They win big. They continue their dominance in Class 3A, ranked number one as well. At the halftime break, Fairfield leading Mount Pleasant 26-14. And in a final, Pleasantville defeats Southeast Warren as they continue at the Trojans on their winning way, 63-0 in a final for Pleasantville. Iowa City Regina at the half beating West Marshall 38-0. And one more quick one here, Pella Christian 56, Columbus Junction 12. We'll get you all caught up on all the scores during the post-game show and during the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Coming up after the game, let's go back live to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Well, about to set start of the fourth quarter, 56-0 Albia. Dan, this is just weird. Tom Chamberlain, you know, a really nice guy and everything, but man, he's got he's trying on different women's clothes and sending me pictures. It's weird. I've seen, you know, got drawings, we've got pictures of food, and pictures of Tom in women's clothing. Really not right. Here's a handoff, and then the backfield is Outlaw.
All of them on there.
Love Ben, you, Tom.
Ben Mason also getting into play here on defensive end. He'll clean up the tackle, but Outlaw hit initial hit there, coming in a little blitz.
You know, Ben is really fast off that edge.
Yes, he is
so fast.
Well, that's between him and Bassett and Josiah. I mean, we've got some really good DNs that can go in at any time, which is great to have that depth. And there's more to, in addition to that, but those three are just outstanding, playing a lot of snaps this year.
Go Big Blue. I love the Abbey Blue Demons, this four-year-old Ayla Rockwell, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Albia 56, CMB nothing here on this football Friday night. Running clock here. Quarterback rolls back, throws it. A new quarterback, and it's complete.
Oh,
my goodness, the Outlaw. And that would be illegal in most states, Dan, if it wasn't on the football field.
And he's having a hard time. The receiver's getting up on that. That's Brady Kemp again.
And
that
Kemp
junior.
Is the one big boy. I'm telling you, folks, Brady Kemp is 6'2", 203 pounds. Yeah. And Blake Lawless, if he goes 160, that would be heavy.
Yeah, they got him at 175, but that's probably a little heavy.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's with a couple of 5-pound weights on each of his shoulders and a bag of water. Here's a quick pass, complete, running downfield. Being chased from behind and brought down.
Cade Kroll tried to strip that ball coming from behind.
Play.
Very, very smart play. Couldn't get a good grip to rip that out, but a nice job on the receiver, Zachary Schaefer, to secure that ball. But, boy, Cade Kroll coming from the backside. Had that backside help with Blake Bear, but boy, tried to get that strip, but just couldn't quite get it. Again, 56-0 our score here. 10 minutes left in the contest.
Co Garage, they're checking in. That's a beautiful flame they got going over there.
A little color going in that time.
CMB with the football into Albia territory. 56-0 Albia, 10 minutes to go here in this third quarter or fourth quarter. Here's a running play. This is a race. And this is one fast runner, and he is going to take it in. Number 28, Hunter Gunderson. Dan, we talked about him all night. He's a really good athlete. He's made some great catches this time. He shows off his feet, and he put the Jets on and takes it in for a Raider touchdown.
Yeah, he's not been used a whole lot for rushing, but, boy, in receiving, he's had about a 16-yard average catching the ball, so he's a great receiver. They just brought him in motion, hand the ball off to him, and he came around on the backside, found a crease, and, boy, took it straight to the hole and got the touchdown for CMB Raiders. Again, just under 10 minutes, but the score 56-6 with the conversion to come here. They're going to go for two.
Quarterback rolls back, throws it to the flat, and Matt right away this time. And right there was Tony Lesh and Gunderson not getting up very quickly here. That was a ton of brick hits.
Wow.
Gosh darn.
That's the speed there. Good, clean hit. Using the shoulder. I really like the Blue Demons. They don't lead with their head or their helmet. They're coming in with their shoulder, heads up, and just drill right in the side there and make them earn it if they're going to catch it.
Well, this Raider team, T, showing that they're a very good football team. I'm telling you, folks. The test this Friday night, no, they didn't get the full test they wanted from CMB, but CMB is still a very good football team, even with a few numbers missing. T and Albia really answering the test.
Yeah, they're the real deal, man. These guys, these Raiders here, I mean, there's no give up in them, but we just got too much for them, buddy.
Well, the Blue Demons with their running clock. Now I'll be with a 56-0 lead here. Deemer here. Klaus gave me this number. How's the game going?
Richard Deemer, classmate of mine.
Yeah, so boy, he's Richard?
Down in Florida listening in, so I appreciate you. The game's going good. We're winning 56-0, or 56-6 now.
I don't know if he's got us listening.
He may not be streaming it, so help him out. Let him know Dan says hi. I'll do the play-by-play for a few minutes.
Sounds good.
Take care of him for me.
Alco said hi. No, this, my smartphone's not so smart. Well, I don't give up. I give up even trying. These spell checks on these phones, who puts spell check on a phone?
They're setting you up to fail.
I don't want to spell it correctly.
They're setting you up to fail is all they're doing.
Geez.
So, CMB will kick it off. Blue Demons down deep, ready to receive. Here comes the kick from CMB. A little squib kick, a little high kick. It's going to be fielded.
Oh, yeah.
Fielded
Mason's
by Ben Mason. Yep. Well, good job on him. Went about 15 yards, and Ben just got himself in the right position. Able to field that ball. Blue Demons will start from their own 40, but a great position.
Carter Asley coming back out. Thought he might be done for the night. It looks like some new faces on the offensive line.
Yep. Coming in at a tight end, or John Golatari. I see that, number 84.
Yeah, down the street, he's an A Avenue guy.
Yeah. 66 coming in West, of course. Jacob West on the line. I think Casey Zinski still at the center position.
I'll tell you what. Jimmy, we don't mention Case's name a lot on the radio.
That means he's doing it right.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. But, man, what a great job he's done at center all year through.
Like I always said, you know, it starts with the snap. Nothing happens to that ball snap. So I say, you know what, the number one position on the team is the center.
Yeah, every play, every offensive play, the center touches the football. And, you know, the coaches have so much trust in that center. And, Dan, he is really every practice they're out there getting snap, or well, every practice getting lots and lots of reps. And he did that back when he was in the fifth and sixth grade. I remember that. They would come early.
Yeah.
These guys have been giving snaps to each other, Bear and Szczesny, since fifth grade.
Yeah,
comes to my mind.
And think about this year. To my knowledge, all I can think of, there's been one snap that's been mishandled. And I'm not saying that's anyone's fault, but only one. That's how synchronized these two are. You know, and I think it was what Blake kind of pulled out a little earlier of the one play. That's impressive at a high school level that they can have that consistency. And it just is that repetition between those two. There is something about that continuity they have. Very, very impressive.
56-6 your score here. 9:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Albia had a 42-0 halftime lead, and it's been a running clock here in the second half. And now some new faces come in for Albia. And Isley is off the field. And here is Barry. Joe Barry with the carry, and he's going to be brought down after a gain of 3 or 4 yards.
Cade Crawls, the quarterback.
Cade is a really good young athlete, Jimmy. He's really showed he belongs on the football field as a sophomore.
Young but very mature. I mean, just, you know, he fits right there with everybody else.
And such a just a good knowledge and IQ at the field there. You know, he's coming to quarterback, but defensively he's moved around from corner and doing different spots and where they need him. Just does a good job.
Here's a handoff. Running to the corner is Barry. Barry nearly gets that thing through there. Gets out to midfield. He's going to have a first down. Nearly snuck that through and turned that into big yardage.
What I really like there, Joe's really a very fast back. What I like is he cut back in where there was some going to be contact and really tried to power through that. And I think that's a great evolution of his game. You know, the outside wasn't going to be there, and he recognized that, so he just went straight north and, well, I guess west and east tonight, but goes straight towards the goal line as best he can and got it to the 50. So good hard run out of him.
Great job, men. Love you. Ryan, Joe Romanco, Brett, Michael Freshwater, Gunner Owen, Michael Maupin, Uncle Michael, and Sherry checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead. Boy, that had a burst of speed to it. Nice job of running straight ahead at fullback. Come
Luke
on,
Sinclair.
Jason. That was pretty darn quick.
That's what I see in there's 38, Luke.
Hey, Christian, homecoming here for the Raiders is going to be homecoming Iowa City. Rumor has it you got a carload going with you.
Oh, we got a carload of people going up with me tomorrow. Shout out to Lucas Teeter, Brian Teeter, Sean Teeter, Richard Peterson, and I guess me.
Gotta get me in there. That is a crew. Third down, 6 here for Albia. The ball at the 45-yard line of CMB. Running clock here with 7:25 to go in the ball game. 56-6 the score here.
Taryn Padilla also checking in right now, as well as Brian Rasky. He's been in there for a few plays. Also, a young man we haven't seen a lot of, but boy, sure looks good. Lane Pierce, sophomore, 5'10", 250-pound sophomore, coming in and playing some tackle, and he's really come along good. So it's just nice to see these young guys get a chance to work at a varsity level. Also in is Michael Terrell.
Crawl comes under center, offset eye, a quick pitch to the right side. Barry trying to get to the corner, goes upfield, has the first down on his way inside the 40-yard line. Dan did a good job of reading that the defensive end had got kicked out, so the running lane was on the inside. That's heads up running out of the young Joe Barry.
And great job. Taryn Badia just came in there, had a great lead block coming in that fullback spot, and Barry really read that well. It was just, like I said, great execution by these guys coming in, but standing here watching the game all night long, and they're getting their number called, and they're doing what they're supposed to do.
How true is that, T? You know, you don't see any drop-off here. You know, you're seeing execution of the offense.
It's what it is, man. I mean, these guys want to get out there and do their jobs, you know. I mean, they're sitting over here waiting and get in, do it.
That's an easier said than done thing,
right.
You know. That's what's so impressive.
And they're going against the number ones for CMB here. You know, they're still going against the group here, and that's impressive.
6 minutes to go in the ball game. 56-6 is your score here at Baxter. Great game, Demons. Albie Pizza Hut. Checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Go Big Blue from Amy and Amber. Hello, Amy and Amber. Glad to have you along on this Football Friday night. Dan, I'm going to get some T-shirts away here in a little bit to our listeners who are so faithful to stick around here. Here's a counterplay. Running with it is
Padilla, I think, 34.
Padilla, and he did a good job of covering up there. Held on to that football as he made contact. I'll tell you what, Christian, he's a put-together football player, that Taron Padilla.
Man, he is built. Anywhere else, he'd be starting on any other team, but he's a built, strong kid, great kid. Very nice to talk to when you're outside of football. Just a very good kid. And years to come, he's going to be an athlete for Albia. Tell you what, athlete.
Tyler Beard checking in at the wide receiver spot now.
You guys are still on with the mics. Here's a counter play running with it. Is that Terrell?
89, yep.
Terrell on the Mikey carry T. Has the first down.
Mikey T.
Local high school team is playing their homecoming, leading 14-3, start of the fourth quarter. They're also undefeated but not ranked as high as Albia. And that's a text coming in.
Got a text from Greg Dorpinghouse. Wow. And I question why he thinks of us in some of the manners he does.
That's really weird.
But it's not inaccurate.
Whose garage is he parking that thing in?
Go.
Here's a carry all the way down close to the 21-yard line. Thanks, Greg, for the
compliment.
Fourth game. Yeah, looks like a problem, a real problem that I doubt that you have.
No, he's talking thing about us, but I don't know why he knows
that. I don't know if he's referring to the garage or the vehicle.
Could be where he's tailgating in the garage.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. 4:12 to go here in the ball game. 56-6, Albie with the lead. Go Big Blue, listening at home. Love you, cuz. Phil Summers checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And attaway, boys, from Samantha.
Control on the bootleg. He's going to roll with it. He's going to take it.
Gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5 down the sidelines. Dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. K-Crawl.
What about that guy?
Superman at the 5-yard lines. It looked like it had a cape on him as he dove across the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. And that is a sophomore right there, boys.
Wow. He's good. Doesn't look like a sophomore. That's for sure.
Just the wherewithal to know he had to dive. He had a lot of pressure coming at him about the 2 and 3 yard line and just sprinted out there and dove for that goal line.
Somebody's down. I can't do it. You guys have got to pay attention. You're there having a separate conversation. Yeah. I don't know what
it's
you were.
It's Tim. Tim was talking to me. Will we stop and eat after this?
Somebody's hungry.
Can you guys have a six-pack and a pound on the way up?
No. Kind of. Yeah, cookies. Casey's cookies. He had three of them.
Kate, you did.
I had two cups. Or had a cup.
Kate Crawl coming up a little slow after that touchdown play, but he's walking off on his own accord there. So
gutty effort.
We're going to try to get the PAT here. 62-6 is our score.
Extra point to come. They're still over there debating on where they're eating. Here is the extra point, high enough, long enough, and the flag came in, I believe. Good enough, but they're going to re-kick this. 3:46 and counting. 62-0 Albia. And we'll get a scoring update. I keep saying zero, but it sounded so much better at zero. I know the defensive coordinator. How about Coach O?
Yeah. We hear the players talk about all the film study he puts in. You know, he doesn't watch much NFL because he's watching high school football on Huddle. Nice job, and he just always had a great game plan and play.
You guys going down to watch that play? Is that what you're going?
I'm getting from the camera.
I see the camera guy. You guys are like,
well, it's on TV.
Dang it. Here's the extra point. It's good. And TV 8 and 13 were here tonight, guys, and I think they got to see why so many think Albie's a pretty good football team.
They got some good stuff on film, I'll guarantee you that. Wow.
So, again, with 3:46 left, Blue Demons up 63-6.
We're going to have a contest for our listeners. We'll give away some Summers Insurance T-shirts, but let's get some scoring updates. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Light Big Board.
All right, guys, that Sheraton-Knoxville game has tightened a little bit. Still late in the third quarter, Knoxville has scored, but Sheraton also scores on a safety and then gets another touchdown. It's 27-20 Chargers. Again, this one is nearing the start of the fourth quarter, 27-20 Sheraton. A couple other scores to give you. Carlisle leading Saydell 29-7. The Pella game went final 47-7. Pella beats Newton. Also, the update on Ottumwa has Ottumwa trailing at the half 42-20. 21, and Waukee beating Indianola 28-7. We'll be back with the kickoff coming up right after this.
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life. Come to River Life Family Worship Center at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll help you find that plan. River Life is located on the east edge of Albia, just past the Country Club Road, or go to rfwc.com for more information. See you at the river.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country, Thunder Country KIIC.
And we got the pitchers to prove it. All the combine pitchers tonight, the way up here, the machinery that was all over the roads. Keep an eye open for our farmers. Give them a break on the road, folks, when you're driving back home tonight, and stay cognitive. We love our farmers, and we want to make sure they're safe. But how about this 63-6 harvest Albion's put on CMB tonight?
Just a very impressive game. Good start to the game, but the Blue Demons made some adjustments early, and that's Trent Garver. Yes, it is. Once again,
there.
Trent Garver met him 3 yards in the backfield. This is what an offensive guy likes to do. He's been doing great. We haven't called his name a whole lot because all he's doing is making plays at the offensive line, and now he gets his name called because he's making tackles.
T is an offensive lineman. You're out there watching defense, out there slobber knocking everybody. You just licking your lips to get your chance.
Oh, you want some, man? I guarantee it.
Flag on the play.
There's been a number of flags today.
Yeah, I know Coach is going to work on that a little bit. That's something that's very uncharacteristic. This just start off really clean. Gunnar Maupin, we got a text. I want to say just since he was in there, so we do have Gunnar Maupin in there.
You know, a lot of flags, but no controversy. It's just some sloppiness on really both. And I expected, Jimmy, you get in this kind of game, you get emotion going. Early on, I expected to see some of those flags come out because both these teams were really fighting for something tonight.
Oh, I agree. That happens.
In addition to Absolute Cleaning giving 20% off any cleaning service next week, inside or out of your car or home, got also there, Mad Dog, you need to know Nicky Madison in the game at safety right now.
All right, boy, Nicky.
Let's see if we can get a little pick action going for the Sixer.
Quarterback rolls back. He throws it across the middle of the field. Come on. Oh, you got it. Oh, buddy.
Deflected before Nick could get to it. He read that perfectly. But the receiver.
I was going to ask you for the winning lottery ticket numbers for the weekend after that one, Dan.
Brady Kemp was the intended receiver and just got a finger on it. Otherwise, Nicky Madison would have had that.
Jason Williams checking in from the Albie Golf and Leisure. 42 seconds to go here. Great time to get out to the country club tomorrow. Beautiful weather. Quarterback rolling back. Throws a fade pattern down the sidelines, and this one's going to sail out of bounds. 30 seconds and counting. The clock continues to run here.
Flag.
And there's a flag down. So the clock.
35-yard line of Albia. Downfield. Probably going to be a penalty, I believe, on the Blue Demons. Maybe a hold.
And the clock is going to run out here. I don't think they're going to get another play in 15 seconds. And the clock does not
stop. This on CMB, actually.
So, yeah, it was legal receiver downfield, a little participation. They finally do stop the clock. I don't know. Call timeout.
Just let them get one more play here, which is as long as they want one more play, let them have that.
Going to get the team singing the fight song on the wireless mic, courtesy of
good game.
Our friends Dale over at Screen Tech.
Blue Demons will decline that penalty for an illegal man downfield. So, again, with just under 10 seconds, the clock starts back up. Albia will win this game, presumably 63-6.
And that
CMB will not even take the play.
The final play of the ball game. Another test on a football Friday night, and another perfect score. 63-6, Albia gets the win. And the guys to meet at midfield and shake hands. Jimmy, I think you would give Albie another A tonight if you were the teacher.
Yeah, I'm an A-plus, brother.
Big T, you know, again, I think the critics will say that Albie didn't get tested tonight, but that argument's going to have to go away at some point. You're just going to say, hey, this is a pretty good football team.
They're for real, man. I mean, those people that say that kind of stuff, they need to come and watch a game.
And, Christian, I know CMB missing a lot of players tonight. I know Albie and CMB both would have rather played this football game full strength. And but, yet CMB showed they are a really good football team in spite of short some numbers.
Oh, yeah, they're a very good football team. I would have loved to see what those other seven guys could have been on this team. That way, you know, we could have tested them and faced them when they were at their best. But even if they didn't have the same guys, they still played a great game. Number 28 impressed me, and number 6, their quarterback, impressed me very much today.
Well, the Blue Demons shaking hands. They're going to head over. Dan, we're going to get the stats. The stat guy's right behind us tonight.
He usually had to stay behind us.
That was a little perilous tonight. Yeah. But he survived.
He doesn't know how close he was to death. But
did a great job of keeping the stats, and he was really, really busy.
Yeah.
We're going to get the stats. And one of the questions we're going to have, and I want to have
and of course, Brandon Banning is our stats guy. Does a great job. It's a thankless job, but he does a wonderful job keeping things up to date, and I will thank him. So
we want to hear from you, Southern Iowa Tech Lions Text Line. We want the number of yards you think Carter Isley's going to have tonight. We'll get to the football team. Here's your Screen Tech wireless mics.
Same.
Oh, and now the spirits are high.
When we see your colors combine, here's to God, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, there'll be a high.
Yeah! Hey, fans!
Hey, fans!
Go, fans!
Go, fans!
Out of way!
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 And that's your Screen Tech Wireless Mic 3D as the Blue Demons sing a victorious fight song. And, Dan, I remember Coach Dayton talking to us when they were in that first season difficult moment where they hadn't won a football game. And going into year two, and Coach said, I'm worried the guys don't know how to sing the fight song. And now our junior high kids are doing it. And that is that's what happens when you've built something like Albie's built here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're trying to do. Is and it's about the sense of pride, and it's about the sense of accomplishment and giving back. They get celebrated, rightfully so, because of the wonderful things they're doing out there. But the fans are really there week in and week out, traveling all the way up here, hour and a half drive. They're just doing a good job of representing the community, and they're giving back to them, thanking them for making that effort. And that's just what you like to see, respect going both ways.
Awesome job, guys. Love listening to you guys. Couldn't make it to the game tonight, but go Big Blue. Well, we brought it to you in 3D, and here's a contest we're going to do. We're going to get the stats here in a second. As TV 13 and Channel 8 are down on the field, and they're interviewing Carter Isley. And Jimmy and T, I think he's certainly made his name on the wrestling map, but I think a lot of football coaches are going to recognize what he can do on the football field, too.
It's just so impressive to be doing this. I mean, Channel 13, Channel 8 here doing this, and Carter's such a great man. And it's great to have this publicity for him, and, just an outstanding athlete.
And you think about it, though, you got Carter Isley and say, well, having a player like Carter Isley can make you such a really good football team. But this team is so much more than Carter Isley, Big T. That's what makes them so explosive and so dangerous, and why I think they continue to pass the test.
Well, I don't know if you see these guys running back onto the field, but Channel 13 wanted to talk to the 5 starting offensive linemen.
Really?
That's
a
impressive.
Pretty good decision by them, because I'll tell you
impressive.
What, they are impressive. Big C, you worked with these guys. You were on the. They were freshmen when you were a senior, and you knew they were going to be pretty special. They paid the price and they bought in, and they are physical, fast, and they're very smart football players. And I think he took his headset off. That was his moment.
He's so impressed of an interview and offensive lineman. He wanted to catch that.
Well, the offensive linemen are coming over there, and we can actually go down there. If you guys got the mic, we could catch the conversation.
Especially
if you
those new True Fidelity ones. They pick up a lot.
They do.
They're awesome.
Even the one that Christian has.
We'll try to sneak in here.
Just get close.
We'll stay right here on the wireless mics, courtesy of Screen Tech, is TV 13.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns for Carter tonight? And yards, do you know?
Well, we want to hold the yard.
Yeah.
Don't hold.
I'm not saying
here's
that.
The deal, folks.
The KCCI guy wants to know.
Well, we'll tell him in a second. Tell him to behave himself
really
quick.
Right here. Pretty picture. No long time. That's what it's all about.
How many touchdowns?
4 okay. Touchdowns.
4
we're going
touchdowns.
Live. We're going
to get life. We're going to get Jimmy.
Didn't score at all.
For your line or anything?
They're still doing the stat.
I think Garver's got one.
His tank, dude.
Oh, tank.
So, Wombat.
Your tank?
What's your name?
Wombat.
Wombat?
Skosh.
Skosh.
Bronco.
Bronco.
Yar.
Yar. All right, so what we're going to do is, Carter, who wants to be kind of a coach for the O-line? Who's the senior coach?
That is TV
13. I'm going to text you.
That is TV 13.
Okay, thanks.
With the Albion offensive line and Carter Isley. And we're live here on the wireless mics, courtesy of Screen.
Coach, hey, good job. Good job, coach.
They're going live on TV 13. It's a live shot here, and we are going to simultaneously bring you the live shot via the waves on KICRadio.com everywhere in the world. Jimmy down there with the wireless mic courtesy of Screen Tech.
Albia continues to steamroll the two-way competition. The Blue. Keith, top-ranked Albia continues to steamroll the two-way competition. The Blue Demons are now just one step closer to that ultimate goal, which is a state title. And the Blue Demons love to run the football. So tonight, I've got the entire O-line behind me, and they all have nicknames. Let's get these nicknames real quick. What's your name?
Tank.
Wombat.
Goosh.
The Bronco.
Yar.
Those are some nicknames right there for the O-line.
Let me go back to your nickname was
the Bronco.
I'm only calling you the Bronco. The Bronco, you guys are 7-0. The goal for this team, I got to imagine, is that final game in the Dome this year.
Yes, it is. During the offseason, we got together as seniors, and we came up with our ultimate, or our first goal was obviously a district championship, and then our ultimate goal is that state championship.
Let me bring in the big running back, Carter Isley, now. Get in here, Carter. Now, you're listed to what? 6'2", 245, is that about right?
Yeah, that's
John
about right.
Sears,
now,
13,
running
sports.
Backs love to give the love to the O-line, so you're going to give these guys some love here for the holes they're opening up for you?
Oh, yeah, those holes are huge. Any running back would love to go through those holes.
Now, what's the goal for this senior class this year? I got to imagine it's the state title, because the last 2 years you've lost in the semis in the Dome. Is the state title that ultimate goal?
Oh, yeah, state title is ultimate goal, but... But playing our best is ultimate cool too.
What's it like playing with all these other your buddies and your senior linemen here?
Oh, it's awesome. We just go out there, have fun, and score some points, and it's just awesome.
Keith, we've got Tank, we've got Skosh, we've got Wombat, we've got
the Bronco.
The Bronco and Yar. This is an O-line right here. This team runs the football. They're gonna be a hard team to beat when the playoffs roll around. Next week, PCM at home. That is for the district title. Albia, 7-0. They're top ranked for a reason.
And that, folks, you were just getting on the wireless mic was John Sears, TV 13, live.
Take that, Albia Nation! Look at that, bitch! Bring it home! Thanks, John! That's awesome, brother! Live in action, channel 13!
You got that 3D, and Jimmy just spit on the mic at the 40. We're going to get Coach Dayton down there as well.
Get that, boys.
I think John Sears is...
We got that dick.
John Sears is taking a helmet off and putting one on. He's so excited. And how about that, Albia? You know, you guys, the offensive line, I've said it all year long, it's as good as any offensive line I've ever seen broadcasting, and I certainly think it's the best in school history. And that's not taking anything away from anybody else, but the proof is in this old pudding.
Oh, it is. You know, it's just a great deal of performance. You know, and we're going to talk about Carter, and we're going to get that winner here in just a minute. The other thing that I want to mention right now, you talk about yardage. I'm not giving away Carter's, but the rest of the running backs combined. Now, I know there's a number of them, 200 yards rushing. That's the offensive line working so hard. That's 200 yards rushing out of a number of different guys, but that's not Carter.
Do you want to catch Coach?
That's not Carter.
Yeah, well, let's catch Coach Dayton, your post-game
interview. He's going to the other coach.
By Napa, the Napa
we'll wait a little second.
And we'll get down to that here in just a second. But we want to hear from you. We got some T-shirts to give away. We want to know how many yards. Well, this is you. And when you send the text, 641-799-1437, how many yards rushing did Carter Isley have tonight? And the closest text, make sure you put your...
Stat guys
are not eligible.
We got the guys over our shoulders ready to send the text.
641-799-1437. We want to hear from you and send the yards. But Carter Isley and your name in the text. Let's run down to Big C on the Napa know-how. Coach's interview.
Yeah, we're down here with Coach Dayton. Coach, it's not every week after a football game that Channel 13 and Channel 8 come to interview. I saw that you got an interview. What did you say in that interview?
Which one?
When you were interviewed.
Well, I was interviewed in three of them, so I can't remember what I said. I probably said I was very proud of these players that came out to play, and they played as hard as they could play, and that's all we ever ask of these guys is to play your best and, you know, do the best you can, have fun, and we love you. And that's all that needs to be said of any football player by the parents or the fans or anything else. Anything else is meaningless. And these guys were ready to play tonight. We kind of got off stride. We got a little bit late on the bus, but they didn't let it bother them. They come back out, and we're ready to play at kickoff time.
Coach, Carter Isley, obviously he got interviewed, but the coolest thing out there today was the offensive line. You got to be pretty proud of that offensive line, and they're getting looked at all these different TV stations. You got to be pretty proud of that offensive line.
Well, I played offensive line, and we offensive guards, front side guards, right, know that we don't get much attention except when we don't do something right. So it was really great to see them give these guys some positive press time. That hasn't happened to me in 52 years of coaching where they wanted to talk to the offensive linemen. Those guys know where football is won or lost.
PCM is next. Good luck, Coach. Beat PCM.
Thank you. We'll have a great week of practice. Get ready for the next one, the most important game on our schedule.
That's right. Good luck, Coach.
That is Coach Dayton on your post-game interview. The post-game interview is brought to you by Napa, the Woo-hoo! Napa know-how.
Boom.
When you need to get your vehicle fixed, go to the place where it's got all the right parts and service. You'll find only at your local Napa store and Abbey. Let the staff help you get it fixed right the first time. The Napa know-how post-game interview. And, guys, I tell you what, that was a pretty neat moment for our